AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
Deborah Rodriguez. Lawmakers in Washington will vote on releasing former President Trump's tax returns to the public a day after the January 6th committee urged the Justice Department to file criminal charges against Mr. Trump for trying to overturn the 2020 election results. Correspondent Christopher Cruz begins our coverage from Washington.
The House Ways and Means Committee will decide the fate of the documents it obtained last month after years of fights in the courts. Trump was the first presidential candidate in decades who didn't release his tax returns during either of his campaigns for president or while he was in office.
With the work of the January 6th committee ending, the question is, what's next for the Republican Party? CBS's Robert Kostup takes a look.
I'm hearing from some of the party's top donors, elected officials on Capitol Hill. They say behind the scenes, real discussions about whether former President Trump is politically vulnerable. His 2024 bid now up for discussion.
Democrat Jamie Raskin, among lawmakers who investigated Mr. Trump's role in the insurrection.
And I don't know that there's anybody in the country who believes any of this would have happened had Donald Trump just done what every other president has done in history and said, I accept the results of the election.
The Trump-era pandemic policy that's been used to prevent asylum seekers from crossing into the U.S. will remain in place past tonight's midnight expiration. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has temporarily blocked the Biden administration from lifting the order. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
The Supreme Court realizes that this isn't really a decision for them to make, but that they need some time, at least a day, to evaluate whether the administration is operating within their powers in terminating Title 42.
With cold and flu season taking off, parents are having a difficult time finding children's pain medication. Now, CVS has placed a two-product limit on over-the-counter fever reducers in stores and online. Harvey Weinstein could have another 24 years tacked onto the 20 he's already serving for sex assault after he was convicted of raping a woman in L.A. in 2013. CBS's Matt Piper.
In a statement to CBS News, Jane Doe No. 1 says, Harvey Weinstein forever destroyed a part of me that night in 2013, and I will never get that back. I hope he never sees the outside of a prison cell during his lifetime.
He's a man of few words.
You talking to me?
Robert De Niro's not saying much, just that he's doing okay after a woman broke into his Manhattan townhouse early yesterday. Police say they found a serial thief trying to steal presents from under De Niro's Christmas tree before the actor walked in on her. Officers had been tracking that suspect. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family?
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquesan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Statutes. This is the starting point for our analysis. Influence or impede any official proceeding of the United States government. We believe that the evidence described by my colleagues today and assembled throughout our hearings, warrants a criminal referral of former President Donald J. Trump, John Eastman, and others for violations of this statute. The whole purpose and obvious effect of Trump's scheme were to obstruct, influence, and impede this official proceeding, the central moment for the lawful transfer of power in the United States. Second, we believe that there is more than sufficient evidence to refer former President Donald J. Trump, John Eastman, and others for violating Title 18, Section 371. This statute makes it a crime to conspire to defraud the United States. In other words, to make an agreement to impair, obstruct, or defeat the lawful functions of the United States government by deceitful or dishonest means. Former President Trump did not engage in a plan to defraud the United States acting alone. He entered into agreements, formal and informal, with several other individuals who assisted him with his criminal objectives. Our report describes in detail the actions of numerous co-conspirators who agreed with and participated in Trump's plan to impair, obstruct, and defeat the certification of President Biden's electoral victory. That said, the subcommittee does not attempt to determine all of the potential participants in this conspiracy, as our understanding of the role of many individuals may be incomplete even today because they refuse to answer our questions. We trust that the Department of Justice will be able to form a far more complete picture through its own investigation. Third, we make a referral based on Title 18, Section 1001, which makes it unlawful to knowingly and willfully make materially false statements to the federal government. The evidence clearly suggests that President Trump conspired with others to submit slates of fake electors to Congress and the National Archives. We believe that this evidence we set forth in our report is more than sufficient for a criminal referral of former President Donald J. Trump and others in connection with this offense. As before, we don't try to determine all of the participants in this conspiracy, many of whom refuse to answer our questions while under oath. We trust that the Department of Justice will be able to form a more complete picture through its own investigation. The fourth and final statute we invoke for referral is Title 18, Section 2383. The statute applies to anyone who incites, assists, or engages in insurrection against the United States of America, and anyone who gives aid or comfort to an insurrection. An insurrection is a rebellion against the authority of the United States. It is a grave federal offense, anchored in the Constitution itself, which repeatedly opposes insurrections and domestic violence, and indeed uses participation in insurrection by office holders as automatic grounds for disqualification from ever holding public office again at the federal or state level. Anyone who incites others to engage in rebelling, assists them in doing so, or gives aid and comfort to those engaged in insurrection is guilty of a federal crime. The committee believes that more than sufficient evidence exists for a criminal referral of former President Trump for assisting or aiding and comforting those at the Capitol who engaged in a violent attack on the United States. The committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution. The president has an affirmative and primary constitutional duty to act to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Nothing could be a greater betrayal of this duty than to assist in insurrection against the constitutional order. The complete factual basis for this referral is set forth in detail throughout our report. These are not the only statutes that are potentially relevant to President Trump's conduct related to the 2020 election. Depending on evidence developed by the Department of Justice, the president's actions could certainly trigger other criminal violations. Nor are President Trump and his immediate team the only people identified for referrals in our report. As part of our investigation, we asked multiple members of Congress to speak with us about issues critical to our understanding of this attack on the 2020 election and our system of constitutional democracy. None agreed to provide that essential information. As a result, we took the significant step of issuing them subpoenas based on the volume of information particular members possessed about one or more parts of President Trump's plans to overturn the election. None of the subpoenaed members complied, and we are now referring four members of Congress for appropriate sanction by the House Ethics Committee for failure to comply with lawful subpoenas. Mr. Chairman, we understand the gravity of each and every referral we are making today, just as we understand the magnitude of the crime against democracy that we describe in our report. But we have gone where the facts and the law lead us, and inescapably, they lead us here. Accordingly, Mr. Chairman, in light of these facts, I ask unanimous consent that the chairman be directed to transmit to the United States Department of Justice relevant select committee records in furtherance of these criminal referrals.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I now yield back.
Gentleman yields back. Pursuant to notice, I now call up select committee's final report pursuant to Section 4A of House Resolution 503. The clerk shall designate the report.
Final report of the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol.
Without objection, the report will be considered read and open to amendment at this point. I now recognize the gentlewoman from Virginia, Ms. Luria, for a motion.
Mr. Chairman,
I move that the committee favorably report to the House the Select Committee's final report, which includes the committee's legislative recommendations and criminal referrals of Donald J. Trump and others, pursuant to Section 4A of House Resolution 503.
The question is on the motion to favorably report to the House. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
Mr. Chairman, I request a recorded vote.
A recorded vote is requested. The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Cheney?
Aye.
Ms. Cheney, aye. Ms. Lofgren?
Aye.
Ms. Lofgren, aye. Mr. Schiff?
Aye.
Mr. Schiff, aye. Mr. Aguilar?
Aye.
Mr. Aguilar, aye. Mrs. Murphy?
Aye.
Mrs. Murphy, aye. Mr. Raskin?
Aye.
Mr. Raskin, aye. Mrs. Luria?
Aye.
Mrs. Luria, aye. Mr. Kinzinger?
Kinzinger, aye.
Mr. Kinzinger, aye.
How is the chair recorded?
Mr. Chairman, you are not recorded.
Chair votes aye.
Mr. Chairman, aye.
The clerk will report the vote.
Mr. Chairman, on this vote, there are 9 ayes and 0 noes.
The motion is agreed to. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table. Without objection, staff is authorized to make any necessary technical or conforming changes to the report to reflect the actions of the committee. The chair requests those in the hearing room remain seated until the Capitol Police have escorted members from the room. There being no further business, without objection, the Select Committee stands adjourned.
And we're back. We're live, and the committee just wrapped up their work. This is fascinating. The criminal referral of Donald Trump to the Department of Justice, and there may be more. We did have a weird little technical problem here in the studio about 15 minutes ago that took me away from listening to the hearings for about 5 minutes. My apologies, but. So I may have missed some of the details here on the tail end, and maybe you could fill me in. This is what's going on. So anyhow, your thoughts on what we saw today, where this is going to go, how this is going to play out, feel free to give us a shout at 202-808-9925. There are a couple of news stories that I had mentioned at the beginning of the show I would share with you later if we had the time, and now we have the time. Or we're going to have the time, actually. We're going to hit a break right here, and we'll be back with our commercial stations. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and we'll continue the conversation. What's your sense of this? This official obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to make a false statement, and incitement, insistence, and aid and comfort to an insurrection. Are the criminal referrals of Donald Trump to the Department of Justice from this committee.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is, as Joe Biden would say, a BFD. We'll be right back. Happy holidays. It's the season for giving, but you've already given enough to your internet service provider if you haven't been using ExpressVPN every time you go online this year. And I'm not just talking about the enormous internet bill you pay every month. Every time you go online without ExpressVPN, your provider, like AT&T or Verizon, can see and log every single website that you visit. And yes, that includes all the sites you visit in incognito mode. On top of overcharging you, they're also legally allowed to sell all your browsing activity to third-party advertisers for massive profits. That's why I always go online with ExpressVPN. The app encrypts and reroutes 100% of my network data through their secure servers so my provider can't see a thing. And it couldn't be easier to use either. So take back your internet privacy today like I have over the last decade with the VPN rated number one by TechRadar and Mashable. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom and get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom to learn more.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 things the 19th century can teach us about living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 things the 19th century can teach us about living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 things the 19th century can teach us about living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 things the 19th century can teach us about living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got 2 great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list. First, Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding. You will be as surprised as Louise and I were at how soft they are. It's like sleeping on a cloud. They're not only super soft, but they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. That makes them naturally temperature regulating, so the people who receive your gift will sleep comfortably year-round. We sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. I can get you 40% off right now on everything at Cozy Earth. This is a big deal. It's a holiday offer is going to end soon. So go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, that's T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you will save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code THOM, CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom. 24 minutes past the hour, and let's pick up some of your phone calls. I've got a funny story here about Tesla's board and whatnot. I'll get to that at the bottom of the hour, but and I did want to start a conversation about, you know, what do you think happened in the January 6th? And of course, as I've said before, it's anything goes holidays, whatever else is on your mind. Dave in Lakewood, Colorado. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi there. Hey. I'm running a Bluetooth headset. I think you can hear me.
I hear you fine.
Excellent. So, I watched the whole thing. Of course, I've been following it along quite a bit all along. Obviously, we want to deal with Donald Trump. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, at worst, he should be not ever able to run for public office in any fashion. But at best, he needs to go to jail. And I think other people should go to jail. A lot of lawyers need to be disbarred. A lot of judges that were appointed need to go. But it's going to be a big, messy thing. And I don't know if the body public has got the stomach for all that after all the crap we've been through the past 6 years, right?
I think so. I think that there's, it's, you know, like if somebody commits a mass shooting or something, I mean, you want the trial, you want the person to go to jail, and people feel some sense of closure. And I think our country needs some sense of closure. What I thought was interesting was, you know, for the last week or two, the kind of gossip coming out of the committee has been that there was a battle within the committee between Liz Cheney, who wants to run for president in 2 years, and who wants to take out Donald Trump as a potential competitor in the primaries, between Liz Cheney, who was emphatically saying that the committee should only refer Donald Trump for criminal prosecution, and a number of other people on the committee who were saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, what about Biggs and Gosar and Mo Brooks, who showed up with a bulletproof vest, and what about John Eastman? I mean, there's a bunch of people here who clearly committed criminal acts, or at least something that we believe to be criminal acts, and we think that we should be referring them to the Justice Department, too. And it looks to me like Liz Cheney won. Now, whether that's the best thing for the committee, whether that's the best thing for America, or whether that's just the best thing for Liz Cheney, I don't know. But thoughts on that, Dave?
Well, I mean, a book that I read quite a while ago that, you know, I need to reread it. Sometimes I need to reread these things. But it was I See Satan Fall Like Lightning by Rene Girard.
And it was about?
Oh, it was about, I'm sorry, I hear the music. It was about scapegoating and how it's a big part of, you know, we got to have the sacrificial scapegoat.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the book, Dave, but thank you for the call. And we'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break. 202-808-9925. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The January 6th committee has sent four criminal referrals of former President Donald Trump to the Department of Justice.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, a day after January 6th investigators recommended criminal charges against former President Trump, lawmakers in Washington will vote on making his tax returns public. CBS's Graham Cates.
It's been the subject of a little over a year of legal wrangling that ended this month when the Supreme Court declined to step in on former President Trump's behalf.
Supreme Court Justice John Roberts issues a temporary reprieve for the Trump-era policy designed to turn back migrants at the border. Loyola Law's Lori Levin.
They've ordered the administration to quickly respond to the lawsuit. It will now go likely to the full court.
CVS is limiting purchases of children's over-the-counter pain relievers with shelves bare as cold and flu season takes off. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the FDA to investigate.
They should look at where the bottlenecks are, where they're having trouble getting the Tylenol, and see what's happened.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives, these are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. And that's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today or go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out. Text Tom to 511-511, drmartypets.com/Tom. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And just to give you an update on what's going on, and I've been able to update my own knowledge or information about what happened in the last few minutes. My apologies. About 10 minutes before the, or maybe 5 minutes before the end of the committee hearing, now, it's probably more like 10 minutes before, my computer died. And it appears that there was an update in our system that just decided to happen then. And suddenly I couldn't see anything. I couldn't read anything. I couldn't. We got it back, a few minutes later. But what I missed was that John Eastman was included in those criminal referrals. I mentioned before the break that there was this debate between Liz Cheney, apparently, and some of the other people on the committee. The other people on the committee wanted to go after other Republican members of Congress. Liz Cheney was like, no, we're going to go after Trump. It appears this was the compromise. John Eastman, of course, the lawyer who had worked in the Department of Justice, he was like the head of one of the divisions in the Department of Justice, I believe the one that had to do with enforcing civil rights laws. I could be wrong on that, but it was one that was not, you know, one of the more prominent high-level ones, you know, that have to do with criminal, generally criminal activity or political activity or whatever. And but he's the guy who came to Donald Trump and said, I know how you can stay in office. And he basically cited the article that I had written in March of 2020 saying, I predict Trump is going to do this. Now, whether I gave him the idea or somebody else did, I don't know. I published that on Alternet back in March of 2020, and it's gotten around, you know, quite a bit. It was an article about how in 1876 the Republicans did just this. In that election, the Democratic candidate actually got more votes and got more Electoral College votes, but the Republican Rutherford B. Hayes ended up the president, and Sam Tilden, the Democrat, ended up not the president. And the deal that they all cut, and this was, you know, with the states voting for, you know, voting their delegations, which is what John Eastman was suggesting happen. The deal that they cut was that they would stab black people in the back, essentially. They would end Reconstruction. And in exchange for that, the Democrats would go along with, and the Democrats representing largely the South would go along with the Republicans from the North having their guy as president. So I had predicted that, and John Eastman, you know, was arguing that, and that was the, you know, kind of the crux of the whole conspiracy. So they are charging them both of them with these four crimes: inciting or assisting in an insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and conspiracy to make a false statement. Now, Congress referring something to the Department of Justice is not the same as an indictment by a prosecuting attorney, a district attorney, an attorney general, federal prosecutors. It's not the same thing as any of those people making a direct indictment. This has no legal power. And, you know, it's going to the Department of Justice, but it's in all probability going to be going right to Jack Smith, who, by the way, just yesterday, or the, actually, I guess it was Friday, nailed a Serbian war criminal with 26 years in prison as he was on his way out the door to come to the United States to prosecute Donald Trump and his buddies. This guy, you know, takes no prisoners. He doesn't, you know, no BS here. There's been a number of other, details, I think, that you need to know about. Liz Cheney accused Trump of, quote, utter moral failure and a clear dereliction of duty, and said he is, quote, unfit for any office. Chairman Thompson said that most of the, quote, non-sensitive materials would be released by the end of the year from the committee. Zoe Lofgren, a panel member, said that Trump used, I'm quoting from the Washington Post here, said that Trump used prolific fundraising based on his false claims of voter fraud in concerning ways. Looks like he was trying to pay off or bribe potential witnesses against him by giving them jobs, giving them money, things like that. There were new details about weapons near the Capitol. It turns out that there were hundreds of weapons that were confiscated. New evidence that Donald Trump knew that he lost the election, and he knew that this whole thing about Dominion voting machines, scrambling the electoral results were lies, but he went ahead with them anyway. So that's what I know. And, picking up your calls, excuse me, on what you know. Maverick in Edmonds, Washington. Hey, Maverick, lock him up.
Tom. And you know what? It'd be great.
You need to get your mouth next to your microphone. It sounds like you're talking to me from inside a giant auditorium or a small bathroom.
I'm sorry, Tom. I'm on my Bluetooth that I always use. I'm hoping it's a little bit. Perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. Well, keep going, Maverick.
All right. Yeah. The soundtrack. Lock him up. And the soundtrack is great. It's the opening drum and clapping from "We Are the Champions" by Queen. You can probably remember it. Boom, boom. Tsh, lock him up. That would just make me so happy.
Okay.
But I got a point for you.
Sure.
A little positive point to ponder.
Uh-huh.
For much of the country that is suffering from unseasonably cold temperatures right now. The high temperature in Fairbanks, Alaska today will be about negative 31 degrees Fahrenheit, which is actually warmer than the heart of our former president.
Is that a normal temperature for Fairbanks this time of year?
No. No.
It's unusually cold,
right?
It's kind
of a crazy little place. I've been there. It gets over 100 in the summertime, and it gets super, super cold in the winter. It's just this big plain.
Okay. Interesting.
Alrighty. What a crazy experience watching all these hearings has been over the last year and a half or something.
Yeah, I think so. I absolutely do think so.
It's like we're definitely witnessing history.
Yes,
history in the making.
Yeah, this is something that
I've got mixed emotions. I've got mixed emotions about it. I feel a little bit of glee, which I feel some guilt about, as I was raised a Catholic. But also, I just feel kind of bad that we've had to go through this as a nation collectively. I mean, when you think about the fallout from all of this, it's going to take probably a couple of generations for this to actually filter out of us.
I think you're probably right, Maverick. And what also makes me sad is that Donald Trump, outraged, is that Donald Trump never would have become president if several countries, Russia most prominent among them, but apparently several countries, had not thrown millions of dollars into advertising on Facebook, actual paid advertising for him, and these giant troll farms across social media to promote Donald Trump. And also, of course, if CBS hadn't, and all the other networks, CBS most famously, because Les Moonves, the former president, said, "Keep it up, Donald, you're making us money," basically, had not given him literally billions of dollars worth of free publicity. Hopefully there's a lesson learned in there. I'm skeptical, but hopefully there's a lesson learned. Now, Maverick, I'm going to move.
What the history books will be like in the year 2060,
yeah.
What the history books will be like, what our high school kids are going to be learning.
Assuming there are history books, yes. Thank you, Maverick. Deborah in Columbia, Tennessee. Hey, Deborah, what's on your mind today?
Hi. After listening to the the whole thing today, and then listening for the criminal referrals, I believe that they did the best thing that they should have. It's my belief that you cut off the head of the snake and the rest of them will fall.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, there's something to that, and that was kind of the comment that Sagar Trafficante made to Jimmy Hoffa when he was trying to pay them, Trafficante and Marcello to assassinate Bobby Kennedy, and they said no, we need to kill Jack. You know, if you cut off the head of the dog, you know, you don't cut off its tail, you cut off its head. Deborah, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Amen. We'll be right back. It's 44 minutes past the hour. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back with more of your calls and the news of the day in just a moment. It's 44 minutes past the hour.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. The holidays are here and Louise and I are savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our doors so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfast to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Kids love getting in on the cooking action, too, and because all the quality ingredients arrive pre-portioned, it's easy enough for them to help. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. Louise and I made the hoisin sweet potato and mushroom bowls with ginger rice and chili soy mayo recently. It was incredible. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom18 and use that code Tom18, and I can get you 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom18, T-H-O-M-1-8, for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom18. And welcome back. Okay, picking up your phone calls and your thoughts on all this. Farron in New York City. Hey, Farron, what's on your mind today?
First off, thank you very much for your fealty and consistency. Some of us are old enough to remember multiple congressional hearings.
You mean like Senate hearing in 74?
On... Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But I also wanted to call everyone's attention to the some of the members here in, quote, progressive New York are doubtful that the prosecution will actually lead to a conviction. And all I would also offer to share with your audience is the works of David K. Johnson and Wayne Barrett in terms of prima facie historical research and documentation of the Crump crime family. But I just wanted to thank you. I want to say to your appellation and warning to us that democracy is a participatory sport. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you, Farron. Thanks for your kind words, and yeah, we'll see. I suspect the indictment is kind of a no-brainer. I suspect the prosecution will lead to a guilty verdict, but whether Donald Trump will ever see the inside of a prison, I think is very much an open question, and I think the thing that will prevent that from happening in all probability is that, you know, he's going to go through an appeals process. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, you know, it's a fascinating time in American history. Wayne in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Wayne, your thoughts?
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Yeah, man, you are a national treasure. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Really
enough of this, though. What'd you call it?
I really appreciate it. Okay. And one more thing. Thank you for your work on the Kennedy assassination there. I've been intrigued about that all of my life. Just about. But
me too.
What I was thinking about was Liz Cheney. Mm-hmm. What I believe she was really motivated by shock and fear of what happened on January 6th.
You think it just scared the hell out of her, and that's what gave her the backbone and the commitment to follow through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the Cheneys are hardcore. You know, they don't, not too much fear in that family, but I really believe that was, you know, her motivation.
I thought it was fascinating that she started her testimony by talking about her relative who volunteered when Lincoln basically, you know, engaged in the war in 1861 and served for 4 years in the Union Army, fighting against the Confederacy. And, you know, I mean, just that whole story, telling stories is such a powerful thing, and that was such a personal story. I thought that was brilliant.
I did, too. And that I never, you know, I never heard that before, that moment. Yeah. And it was intriguing. Yeah. All right, Tom. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wayne. Great to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Henry in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Henry, what's on your mind today?
Well, first let me say, critical race theory is a thread and fabric of the emperor's new clothes.
In other words, it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Right.
It's like the emperor wore these supposedly made clothes that were supposed to show where he was coming from. And a little child said the emperor has on no clothes.
Right, and we're discovering that now about Trump, right, Henry? Although the picture of Trump with no clothes is something I really don't want stuck in my brain. Sean is grimacing.
The other part of it, the other thing, Tom and John Metzger had a rally in Portland, Oregon years ago, and because of the rally they had and the way they incited the crowd, this African man was killed, and they ended up having to pay $12 million for that.
Oh, interesting. Is this many years ago or
Donald
recently?
Trump, many years ago.
Okay.
Many years ago. And Donald Trump told a lie to cause the death of at least six people, and he's not being charged with murder.
That's a good point, Henry, because, yes, three police officers, two of them after the fact, and four other individuals died on that day. Henry, excellent point. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for making that point. Don in Chicago. Hey, Don, we have a little less than a minute. You got a quick one?
Be quick. I'm an independent. Most friends of mine that are Republican and Democrat, I see bipartisan support for getting to the bottom of January 6th. Most Republicans I know actually do not like Donald Trump and do not think there's any way in the world they would vote for him in a primary for the Republican Party. So I think
that's interesting. It kind of flies in the face of the polls. But this is your informal poll of your friends.
Most of my friends, most people I know, and I think that's kind of ironic because you know we wouldn't think that, but yeah, Trump is not a well-liked individual overall.
Yeah. Well, his trading card, you know, Trump card scam certainly has not endeared him to his base. Apparently, he ripped off a bunch of copyrighted pictures, too, you know, which is a crime. It's actual, you know, $300,000 per picture distributed. Don, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Thanks for listening to the program. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation. We'll have a whole brand new pile of news for you, no doubt. In the meantime, please don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, including you. And there are things you can do that don't cost a penny, just a little bit of time, a little bit of effort, and there's some great organizations you can hook up with. So please get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. We'll continue our conversation.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Happy holidays. It's the season of giving, but you've already given enough to your internet service provider if you haven't been using ExpressVPN every time you've gone online. Every time you go online without ExpressVPN, your provider can see and log every single website that you visit. They're also legally allowed to sell all your browsing activity to third-party advertisers for massive profits. That's why I use ExpressVPN and have for about a decade now. The ExpressVPN app encrypts and reroutes 100% of my network data through their secure servers, so my provider can't see a thing. Plus, it couldn't be easier to use. Simply fire up ExpressVPN on any of your devices, tap one button to connect, and that's it. Unlike your internet service provider, ExpressVPN is committed to your privacy. You've given enough to your internet provider this year. Take back your internet privacy at expressvpn.com/Tom and get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.